Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, Episode 2. I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, aka That Sports Gamer. Joining us, as always, is our co-host, Scott Binns.
Hey, everybody.
And our special guest from last week is back again, Ryan Valu from Fourth String.
Not so special anymore. It's only special if I'm on it once, right? Or, I don't know. Anyway, not two times in a row.
Infrequently.
Yeah, there you go. Sporadic guest.
So next week, Ryan won't be here.
I'm not letting
just so that he can maintain being a special guest.
Yes.
All right.
This week we're going to talk a lot about Madden since that released, and NHL is out today, so we'll have a little bit on that. But we're going to start with some NCAA talk, and I was wondering what your take was on how much of playing and your confidence with players is mental. Like recently in my dynasty, I've been playing with the South Carolina Gamecocks, and I started the season with Steven Garcia as my quarterback, who's an 89 overall. And after the first games, I was 0-2, and I figured I had to switch it up, so I put in Connor Shaw, who's an 81, and since then I've gone 4-0. So do you think that's just a mental thing, that I'm playing safer with Connor Shaw, or he's just better even though he's lower rated?
Well, it could be something like Connor Shaw fits your play style better.
Yeah, I think maybe it could be that, and also maybe a combination of things. Like when you say fit your play style, like his ratings in certain areas, like maybe he's got a better middle range pass accuracy or something like that, and you do a lot more of those routes, or he's got more speed and you like to scramble more. I mean, that it could be those things, because overall isn't always indicative of how good the player is, as you know, how you want to use the player. So there's that, but I also think there is a little bit of a mental thing to it, because you probably do play a little bit differently, maybe a little bit more cautious, because maybe you don't think he's quite as good, and maybe you just got rattled. I mean, I don't know. What are the do you ever pull him into games that you were losing, or you just completely just started fresh with the brand new game?
No, I think he finished up the second game, and I think he got like a touchdown and an interception, but I let him go fresh from game three, and it's been wins ever since. But I think I've been running more often, too, because I think Marcus Lattimore is, like, in the Heisman running now.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it actually has nothing to do with a quarterback.
But it's just Steven Garcia is really
I don't
good.
Have as good of a quarterback. Maybe I should do something else.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like just your gut reaction. Like, when one of your players is doing so terrible, or your team's doing terrible, you want to make a really drastic change. And then you make that drastic change, and maybe you're mentally telling yourself, like, okay, I'm a different team. I know the Broncos-Raiders game on Monday night, the crowd wanted Tebow in, like, you know, the whole maybe second half, because it didn't seem like Kyle Orton was really doing a very good job. But in that case, like in real life, I don't think that it would necessarily be the case that he would be able to take over. I think you know, in a video game, you're dealing with so many different kinds of stats that are so finite, as opposed to like a real person who would just be nervous as shit. I mean, man. Anyway, but yeah, a real person would be really nervous in real life. So I don't know. I think it is probably a little bit mental, and you're maybe playing a little bit more cautious.
Yeah, I think he might have a better throw accuracy than Garcia, but could be a combination of all those things.
Sure.
Yeah, and I think actually at the Broncos game, isn't Tebow like the third string now? He's not even second string?
No.
I think Quinn's second string now.
Who's their third quarterback then?
No, I think Brady Quinn is their backup.
Is that where he wound up?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of PR about that kind of stuff, and I think that people want to believe that, but you know, the fans love Tebow so much that even if he was not as good as Brady Quinn, it's almost like, you know, you get to the point where you're just like, well, let him, you know, let him play, let him have a chance. But I don't think See Brett Favre. Are you talking about Aaron Rodgers finally playing, or
people still wanted to see Brett Favre play just because he's Brett Favre.
Yeah. Yep, and Tebow has that kind of, you know, that good PR, especially in Denver. I think the fans really like him a lot. So yeah, I don't know. Have you any other instances of this, like when you've noticed, like that you've subbed a player in or something like that? I mean, or you, Scott? I mean, I don't know.
I think I had in MLB The Show or a baseball game. I won't say it was The Show, where I've had one of my top pitchers just suck horribly, and so I dropped him out of the starting rotation in favor of like the long reliever, and the long reliever like went nuts and, you know, just racked up like five wins in a row and turn into my ace. I've seen it happen, but I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
From NCAA, I guess we'll go straight into Madden. I don't know if you guys heard, but Madden sold 1.4 million copies this week. So it's opening week.
And that number doesn't mean much to me, but then the note that it was 10% more than last year is what that's what jumps out at me. I mean, well, why do you think that is?
It's it's a PR machine, and it's also probably has a lot to do with the fact that people want what they can't have, and the lockout was looming for so long, and then it created this huge free agent trading buzz. So I think it made people even more excited than they normally are for football.
Yeah.
And I don't know, people skip generations of Madden, and there's probably just a lot of that too. It was people maybe haven't played for a while and they're excited about football, so they pick it up. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably some combination of things. I have to say, this whole back to football PR campaign, does it drive anyone else nuts because football never really went anywhere?
Yeah.
It was like, I always bring up Brett Favre. Can you tell I'm from Green Bay? It's like Brett Favre's coming back the pack this year after retiring. Like, no, he never left.
Yeah. Well, he said he was leaving, and it's the same thing. They locked out until the season was about to start, so it's kind of the same thing.
And you think the having the fans vote for the cover went into any of that 10%?
A little bit.
I mean, it was a combination of all the different things, but yeah, I'm sure that added to it.
I'd love to see year to year, like, the sales in a particular region of the cover athlete. Mm. Like, what were sales like in Ohio this year?
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, compared to last year. What were sales like in Green Bay in 2008?
Well, I'm sure sales in Green Bay are quite high all the time.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying especially, like, you'll have people who weren't going to buy. Like, I was one of those people. I wasn't going to buy Madden 09, and then they announced Brett Favre was on the cover. And I went, ah, crap.
Yeah.
He was on the Jets.
Yeah, that's...
Well, yeah, then that whole mess happened. But still, it was a Packer on the cover of Madden.
Yeah. You know, and that's that same phenomenon that you're talking about, that's why they'll never have, like, a Big East or a Pac-12 player on the cover of NCAA. Because people buy the game. You know, I mean, they play to their big markets. So it was genius to have... You know, both NCAA and Madden vote for the cover athlete because, the people where the most populous places where people that are into that sport, when they're voting for it, you know, obviously they're going to win and then their guy's going to be on it. They're going to buy it. It's going to create hype in that area. So I think it was a good, it definitely boosted those sales. I mean, it helped in a way.
Yeah. I still have to admit, I am amazed that Hillis won the cover.
Yeah.
Especially going against like Aaron Rodgers, to be honest, with the Packer fans out there, the way we are, combined with Aaron Rodgers being the Super Bowl MVP, I thought Aaron Rodgers was a lock.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone thought.
And just today, just as an example, have you heard of the Campbell's Click for Cans contest?
Mm-mm.
It's been this like contest that Campbell's Soup does for charity. They've done it for 9 years, and the Packers have won every year. It's just an online voting thing.
Hmm.
And so this year they basically announced that they're going to screw it, and the Packers are all-time champs because they're sick of them winning. So that right there, I'm like, oh, Rodgers is a lock, and I don't know what happened. Like, Browns fans really rallied behind him, and I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to show some pride in your team.
But it's good to see Madden selling more, especially this Madden. This is a good one it's good that people are buying this one more, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's got the crazy thing is it's, way lower on Metacritic than it has been in years past. And some of that will maybe balance out a little bit. But, I just think they did such a good job of marketing it. And, that's kind of what it is. And I don't know. I think it's a great game. It's a lot of fun. So
I really, when it comes to sports games, you really can't trust review sites because, and I hate this, so many of them are run by like the cynical people that don't like sports games.
Yeah. Well, and part of it is also that it's just, you can't trust a score.
That too.
That's why, I mean, the Metacritic thing, that's more just for the companies and for, just people to get a general idea. But, if you read all the reviews, they make valid points, but I can tell which ones are just being cynical about it and which ones are actually being thoughtful.
And there's the IGN review, which should just be ignored at all costs.
Yeah.
And well, and you need to have people who know the sport too.
Yeah, that's why sports video game sites are few and far between, and the ones that are good, they stick around for a long time. But like the Operation Sportses and the Pasta Padres of the world, and the Fourth Strings.
Oh yeah.
since it's Tuesday the 13th, NHL 12 came out today, and also the FIFA 11 demo came out, which actually made my night very tough to decide if I wanted to play FIFA or NHL 12. And I actually picked FIFA first. And
well, I had a chance to play both. Not today. I played NHL over the weekend on the early release. I did play a game of the FIFA demo.
And now, Scott, you're probably not going to pick up either of these games.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
And not because they're bad games. I think they're both excellent games, just from what I've played.
You're just a hater.
No.
You hate Canadians and everybody outside of America.
Okay. Hockey is my favorite. Hockey is my favorite sport. Like, just name the sports and not, like, what's big around where I live. Hockey is my favorite sport. But I don't have an NHL team I'm affiliated to. So I don't follow the NHL that much. So I don't need all the roster updates and all the team updates and stuff like that. That doesn't mean anything to me. Same thing with soccer. I love the FIFA games. I mean, they're what got me into even watching soccer a little bit and understanding it. But, you know, I can't. These aren't games I can justify spending $60 on every year. They're excellent games. Both of them are. And the NHL has just actually almost gotten too good where they can really not. They don't have to change the game a whole lot year to year, and it's still very good.
Yeah, but have you liked the stuff they added? Since I know you had the season ticket and got to play that stuff already.
What I played mostly was Be a Pro mode, because I really do like the changes they did with it this year. And that is that you're real shifts. You're not always on the starting line, even though it says you're on the third line. So if you're on the third line, you don't start the game and you don't come out to like 4 minutes in, and maybe you're only out there for like a minute. And to me, I really liked that. The games did take a little longer than they did in the past, but that didn't bother me.
And Ryan, did you get a chance to play NHL?
I have it sitting here, and the FIFA demo also I have sitting here. Definitely planning on, you know, I mean, I'm picking up FIFA as well. I'm definitely very excited to play it. So, you know, and I'm not even really a hockey guy. Like, I don't, you know, Seattle doesn't have a hockey team, we have a minor league hockey team. But, you know, and I'd go to games all the time and stuff, but it's just one of those sports where it's like, if you don't have access to it to like go to a game, you didn't grow up watching it, it's hard to get into because it's just so different than, you know, it's on ice and it's, you know, it's kind of hard to watch on TV if you're not used to it because the puck's so small.
Oh, I don't like watching it on TV. I shoot hockey all the time and I don't like watching it on TV.
But see, I'd like to, and that's, you know, that's why I'm super excited. Another reason, you know, for NHL is because, you know, it's like one of those sports, like same thing with soccer. Like, I'm a big soccer guy, but it's really hard to follow all these different leagues, you know, when they're going on in a, you know, completely different country and, you know, time zones are just so jacked. So I don't know. I mean, I'm going to use NHL to, I'm going to play the, you know, play a ton of it. And then, and also just kind of try to get into the sport when it starts back up.
Yeah, and one thing you'll notice is that the Winter Classic doesn't mean anything.
What do you mean?
When you play it, all it is there's some snow in front of the screen.
Yeah, it's a It's a glorified exhibition game. It really is.
Yeah, and you wouldn't even know you're in a stadium.
But in its last year's game.
Hmm. Well, I mean, is it actually? Because where was last year's plays? Was that Wrigley, or that was 2 years ago?
That was Heinz Field.
Heinz Field. So it's not Heinz Field then.
No, it is Heinz Field.
It is.
In the game.
But do they, like, I mean, do they show you a stadium shot or any of that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you get to zoom in from above.
So then you're just saying, like, when you're on the ice, they don't, like, pan to things or something.
Yeah, the only time you really notice it is during replays.
Oh, okay.
In cutscenes and stuff like that.
Would you want them to, like, zoom it out or something, or?
No, because I think, the camera is fine, and I don't want them to mess with it just so that I can see that I'm playing in a football stadium as opposed to a hockey arena.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think they made a big deal of it.
Yeah. They throw you right into it when you turn the game on.
Oh, okay.
Like, literally, they don't even bother to tell you. It's like, oh, hey, you're playing now. Hope you like
I was going to say, they swiped that one out of NBA 2K's book. Like they've been doing that for a while with their basketball games, where you just kind of come right into like a game, especially with the Jordan challenges and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And even the FIFA demo just kicks you straight into some practice stuff to teach you how to play. And
oh, yep. Just like the arena, you mean?
Yeah, it kicks you into the arena, but it shows you how to like play the new defense and everything.
Yeah, it shows you all the new stuff, and I liked that about the about the FIFA demo. And I can say I can see the differences, but I don't follow soccer enough that those matter to me.
You don't like tactical defending, is that what you're...
it's one of those things. If I don't keep playing FIFA 12, I'm not gonna miss them.
Yeah,
we're gonna get you back into FIFA 12, Scott. Don't worry.
Okay, yeah. I'm not saying I'm never gonna pick up these games. I'm saying I can't justify spending $60 on them.
What could you justify?
40?
We justified Madden. Oh, okay. Oh, you're talking about what dollar amount?
Yeah, well, and Madden's different because I've got the fourth string league to play in. I live in Green Bay, so you know, the Packers are huge. Football's big around here. You know, I can justify Madden a bit more, mostly because of the fourth string league. I will say that.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, I would really have to think about buying Madden every year.
You bring up a really good point. Like, I don't want to, you know, derail things here. I just wanted to like kind of make a comment about that. But it, you know, like communities and like the league that, you know, the Madden league that we're in, you know, if you have leagues going with different sports, like to me, that's really how, I mean, that justifies spending that money because, I mean, we played Madden 11, you know, I played my last game of Madden 11 that I've been playing all year long, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to kick right back in with Madden 12. And, you know, I look at games, like I know Call of Duty is starting to have some kind of a service where you pay, you know, $50 or something for the year, and they're going to have like things where you can be in leagues. And one of my coworkers was explaining it to me, but I think like in sports games that makes even more sense if they can create a better infrastructure to play some of these games like FIFA and NHL, to play leagues and to get into like get more social with it and have like, you know, things that make you play it year round. I mean, that's worth spending the $60.
And in the case of NHL and FIFA, they're trying that with the Be a Pro, the EA Sports Hockey League, and whatever FIFA calls it.
Virtual Pro Clubs, stuff like that.
Yeah, Virtual Pro Clubs. That's where they're going at it there, and those are fun, but I really wish they'd put together some sort of more structured league system than what they have.
Yeah.
I took a look at leagues in NHL 12, and assuming they work this year, they're not any different than they have been.
It's just a glorified leaderboard.
Not even, because you just play everybody like twice and that's it, and then there's playoffs. There's not much substance to it. There's no. I think you can trade players, but that's about it.
Oh.
Yeah, I think in NHL you can trade players.
Oh, okay. No salary cap though.
No, it's just straight up trades.
That's idiotic. Yeah. Okay.
And what's nice is that this year is the first time they've actually moved up the game dates to match almost near the real season, so you're only like 2 weeks out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I bought Madden release day. I didn't actually get it release day. Thanks, Amazon. But
yeah, Amazon just like screwed up. Although, wait, wasn't that when the hurricane was going on?
No, that was some other game that was delayed for that.
Okay.
But like right now, I'm not even playing Madden. I've had it for 2 weeks. I played a couple games, but I like now that it used to be I'd wait a month to play because I'm always waiting for that first or second roster update.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm still just kind of waiting for the fourth string community to start up.
Yep.
Get my NCAA quarterback finished and out of there so we can come in play superstar mode, and waiting for another roster update or two to get my franchise started. But so right now I haven't been really doing anything with it.
I'm totally the opposite in that. I had the early release, so I started my franchise right away, and part of the reason for that was with the expanded rosters this year, they had like all, you know, with the roster update that came on day one, they had everyone that at that time was on the rosters, even like the players that didn't wind up getting signed or anything like that. So I didn't have any problem with that, and you know, a few things have changed. Like, at the time, we didn't know Peyton Manning wasn't going to be playing. We all thought he'd be fine for the start of the season. Not that it matters, because he's not going to be off the roster until he's like... He's not even going to be... Even if he goes in injured reserve, he'll still be on the roster.
Dan, I think right now for the online leagues, I think they're just moving him to like third string. But
oh, yeah. So he'll get moved back right away.
Yeah.
I think even on the roster update that adds Kerry Collins, he's still first string quarterback.
Manning. No, the newest roster update, it has him third.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, okay. He's behind Painter. But, you know, I mean, I guess, I don't know. We talked a little bit about this on the four string podcast where it's like, you know, you don't really want to necessarily do that. You don't want to get rid of him completely because, you know, people want to start fresh with like some of their franchises and people want the ability to play with him. I just wish there was a way to kind of appease both crowds because, like, I mean, for example, if you sim the game, like the computer will put him back up to first on the depth chart, you know? So it's like,
oh yeah,
it just makes it so it's like, it doesn't quite mimic the real season. You'd have to like,
well,
yeah.
My big thing is online. If you're going to roll with a team online, you should have to deal with what they have to deal with.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
And there's nothing more annoying to me than starting a game and then, oh, they paused because A, they don't know you can mess with the depth charts before you even start the game and you don't have to mess with it. And B, they're doing it to put their injured players back in.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, it makes sense. I think they'd probably get so much crap, though, from people if they couldn't play with Peyton Manning. You know, I think they just justify it as, like, people want to play with who they want to play with.
Yeah, so. I know.
But I agree with you.
There's arguments to be made both ways, so.
Yep.
As far as moving, like, the release date around, because they moved Madden back this year to be right up before the NFL kickoff. Part of that makes you know, I'm not sure how I feel about that. Part of it is just because in that second week of August, I'm here thinking like, oh, it's time for Madden. Where's Madden? But at the same time, it makes sense. Because that I think it's a marketing thing where people are going to be more excited at that point than they are for the preseason. And so they're more likely to rush out and buy Madden without really thinking about it.
Right. Then you might even... With it coming out so early, you might even get burned out on it, kind of, right before the season even starts.
Yeah, and I've had that happen in the past. And yeah, Madden was really the only game that didn't come out like around the start of the season. Well, the show comes out pretty early too, because it comes out in like spring training.
Yeah, I think it comes out like a month before.
Well, NCAA comes out really early. It's like 2 months before.
Yeah, but that's because otherwise we'd have to compete with Madden. And
yeah,
yeah.
About that. Yep. So that's not going to change.
Yeah, then FIFA is either late or early, depending on how you think about
when
it.
When has it been early, though? Because I think the past couple of years it's been...
Well, right now, the Premier League's already 3 weeks in.
Yeah, no, I know. FIFA's and it's out. Still got another 2 weeks.
Right. FIFA usually isn't out until about now, isn't it?
Yeah. See, and I... like that's
in the
thing.
States,
like,
they don't want to run FIFA into Madden either.
Right.
But I don't think that... That just does not seem like a major crossover. I mean, I know some people like football and soccer, but I wish FIFA was out now. Like, I mean, because the thing is like, I always like want to get into like, you know, I want to watch a couple, you know, Premier League games, La Liga games and stuff and just kind of follow it a little bit more. But usually what happens, you know, and I know if I had FIFA, I'd be like playing with the clubs that I like. And I would also be like kind of following along a little bit more. But now as it is, it's like, I won't even really be paying attention to those leagues until I'm really into FIFA, I don't think. It'll be, like, already, you know, a month and a half in.
Yeah, I think even if they pushed it back to, like, when NCAA comes out, because I don't know if the college football player is as into soccer games.
Probably not.
So,
no.
That might be a good time for
them. And the thing is, are they even worrying about when FIFA releases in the States?
What do you mean? Like, well, it's right about the same time. I think it's like just like what?
Right. But I'm saying it's not like they're not gonna move FIFA up in every other part of the world, and then just hold it off in the U.S. just not to run into Madden. Because it seems to me what you guys are saying is that FIFA should come out about the same time Madden does.
Because
that's
well,
about the time that all the European soccer leagues are starting.
Well, you know what part of it is probably too, because transfer day is like, what, it was a couple weeks ago, the transfer day deadline. So maybe they want to do it after that so all the teams have like the completely updated rosters. But
that's a good point.
But I still think that you should put it out right before the season when people are getting all excited about it and then do like a big push and a marketing push when after transfer day, you know, the transfer day deadline. So I don't know. I just wish that they would with FIFA. You know, Madden, I think it's great that they pushed it closer. Part of me thinks it had a little bit to do with all the drama that was going on at Tiburon, but, you know, I think it was a good move either way. So,
yeah, what's funny is this year, NHL came out overseas before it came out in North America.
Yeah.
But then we're getting FIFA before it gets released everywhere else.
Oh, are we really?
Yeah. Well, this is all by like a day or two, though, right?
Yeah.
Even so.
Yeah, I mean, North America's getting it the 27th, and Europe's not getting it till the 29th or the 30th.
Yeah, I wanted to buy a day or two of that. I don't think that's a huge deal.
Oh, dude, those bloody Yankees, like, getting up the leaderboards and stuff, like, before they have a chance to, man, they're going to be pissed.
Well, we touched on Peyton Manning for a little bit back then. So maybe we should go into talking about how he now has to end his streak of 227 consecutive games.
And probably the only person who has had a chance at beating Favre, right?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's.
At least for quarterback. Or did Favre have the any position record now?
I think he took the any position.
I will look that up.
But I could be wrong. If it's not him, it's probably
it's probably a kicker. You know,
yeah, like, I think it was like the Giants.
Oh yeah, it's like Janikowski or something.
Yeah, because I mean, the thing is like a quarterback. I mean, all those other positions like get way more injured than. I mean, quarterbacks get injured because they get hit a ton. But I mean, like not like a, you know, not like a running back or a wide receiver or even you know defensive players. So I don't know. I mean, Favre's tough, man. He played through some serious crap. So.
And if Favre doesn't have for all positions, I'm gonna say it's Jeff Fegels, but I could be completely wrong.
Nope, Brett Favre does have the all-time record for any position.
Jason Hansen, kicker for the Detroit Lions. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
No, it is Brett Favre.
How many does Favre have?
It's 5-something, isn't it?
297.
Oh, I was way off.
I just saw it has Fegels as most consecutive games played in a career, 352.
Ooh, I think Brett Favre gets the record for people, you know, that played that many games that people actually cared about.
I see here. It's games started and then games played, and I guess kickers are considered starters, or punters in this case.
Really?
That's positionist. Do you know Jeff Fegels holds the record for longevity of all players from Tecmo Super Bowl of 18 years?
He was on Tecmo Super Bowl for 18 years.
Well, he was in, and he's still playing, so. Lives in New Jersey.
Wait, Fegels is still playing?
I think last year he retired.
I was like, dude, no.
Or no, 2009 was his last year.
Well, good for him. You know, getting out there, kicking that ball.
Hey, Scottsdale Community College.
What?
Jeff Fegels.
No way, really?
Following a single season at Scottsdale Community College, Fegels transferred to University of Miami.
Fighting artichokes, man. That's my community college alma mater.
So, do you think anyone will catch up to Brett then?
For football, no way.
Yeah, I think we're way past that point. Especially if they expand the season to 18 games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even though you would think, oh, it'll be easier because they're be counting more games now. But, yeah, probably not. Right. I mean, Rodgers was looking good, and then he got knocked out for a game last year. But
I also think, you know, you get maybe you don't get a ton more scrambling QBs, but it seems like, you know, with your Cam Newtons and your Jake Lockers, Colin Kaepernick, you know, some of these big names in this last draft, like they're scrambling quarterbacks, you know, they're more mobile, they're more prone to get injured. And also it's become more of a passing league. So, you know, if the quarterback's handing off the ball, they're not going to get roughed up, you know, but if they're passing it, there's a huge chance that they're going to get hit whether they throw it or not. So
yeah,
it makes it tougher to keep playing, I think, anyway. It seems like it will in the long run if this trend continues.
And I think Eli Manning's got the new record now.
Or the active record?
The current active record. But I think he's only 106, 107. So.
Yeah, it's not even.
He's still got 8-something years to go, if not more.
Yeah, but I think with Eli, like I think like he's more likely to just get benched instead of getting injured.
Maybe Kurt Warner will come back, put him back on the bench again.
There you go.
Are there any other streaks, not necessarily football, that you think will not get broken anytime soon, if ever?
Maybe Cal Ripken? I don't have all the numbers, but man, I remember seeing I think I saw the game when he broke the record for consecutive games played, and then also when, you know, when he
bowed out gracefully.
Bowed out for his last one, yeah. That's the most memorable one to me, because I remember watching that game. But yeah, Cal Ripken.
Yeah,
I mean, as far as games played.
Yeah, his consecutive game streak was 2,632.
Which yeah, and I bet it's not even close.
How many years is that?
You can do some quick math here. I can pull out a calculator if you guys want. What'd you say, 2,000 what?
2,632.
Yeah, divided by 162.
That's consecutive games?
Yeah, 16 seasons. 16.24 seasons.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It's a long, long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the current streak is probably in the low hundreds, if it's even that high right now.
The low.
Of players I can think of right now, I don't think Prince Fielder has missed a game.
Oh, I'm sure he has.
Oh, I don't know.
It always feels like they never miss a game, but then you find out they only played like 140 that year.
Yeah. Or there's like one start I totally forgot about somewhere, but that's the thing with baseball. It's one of those things where it's easy to forget something that happened one day.
Out of the 162. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's had 157 plus every year, but
okay.
I think he only has played 162 once.
Yeah.
I can't think of a game he missed this year or last year, but could be wrong, but I guess I'm wrong.
No, he's the league leader this year in games played, so.
Okay.
But anything else, hockey or basketball, that you think, Monke Bergen?
Well, I talked to you guys about the UConn women's basketball team, 90-game winning streak. So.
Is that still active? Are they still adding to that?
No. They lost like last season, but. I mean, I think the record before that was like 65 or something like that.
Wasn't it their record?
No, there was like a men's college basketball team that had won like 64. Like the UCLA men's basketball team of like 1970 something, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, that's one of those things where, I mean, that just doesn't happen. They're just so dominant. And, you know, I mean, it's women's basketball. Most people don't care. But either way, like they're still playing women, and it's still a pretty crazy streak that I don't think will be touched anytime soon.
Ryan wanted to talk about the NBA 2K12 My Player improvements that just got released a couple of days ago.
All right, I did not see this, so let me take a look at that.
Oh, it's quite a long but good read at operationsports.com.
Is it a bulleted list?
No.
No.
You know, but it's a long.
There's a lot of pictures, though, so.
But you could probably throw that in. I know you wanted to talk about the Be a Pro, Road to Glory, Superstar, all that stuff. I mean, it's the same idea where you have these modes where you control a single player and kind of guide them through their career, which I think a lot of people like the idea of it, but it's never been implemented to a point where I think people, you know, has a ton of playability. Like I usually play these modes for, you know, a little while, but I get pretty burnt out on them because there's only so much. They always make you do practices, which are the kind of routine drills over and over. But it sounds like, I mean, if I can kind of let you guys know a little bit of the details about the NBA 2K12 improvements. They're kind of just minor details on a lot of the things, but some of the big ones that I thought, like where you can choose to just play key games, like if you're, you know, a young player that's for some reason starting for, I don't know, like the Celtics or something, and you're playing against the Lakers, like some kind of big rivalry, you know, you would just play against this certain, you'd just play that game. You'd have the option to skip games until you get to your next key matchup, which I think is really cool because otherwise, you know, you're playing every single game. It's just crazy. So you can kind of sim through and then just play the really key games. And another thing I thought was cool that's kind of in the same vein is that you get dynamic goals. So in a game, you know, most of those modes, it starts you out and it says, here's what you have to do for this game. It's like, you know, score this many points, whatever. Well, this one has goals that appear like in the game that go based on how like the other team is playing or how you're playing.
Oh, so NHL 12 had those too.
I think they just brought them in this year.
Nice. And I think that's cool. It keeps it exciting because you're not just like, oh, I got it. You know, I mean, FIFA's mode, I remember back in FIFA 10, you'd just be like, okay, score 5 goals in this game. And I'm just like, really? No one
that
ever scores 5
ridiculous.
Goals.
Ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because it gets to the point where, you know, oh, you're so good. Well, you got to, you know, now you got to score 5 goals or whatever. I mean, it's just unrealistic. But this is more like, okay, the guy that you just scored against or that just scored against you, you need to shut him down for the next 2 minutes. Or you just missed a free throw. Okay, now you have to shoot 50% at the free throw line for the rest of the game. And I don't know. It just keeps it fresh and keeps it interesting. And then a couple of the other things, just real quick, like they have it so you can negotiate your contract. get more money, and you can buy stats and build up your player, and you can buy, like, you know, different gear and all that kind of stuff.
So you're saying the money you earn in-game actually means something.
Yeah, exactly. And you negotiate your contract. Like, if you're, you know, you have a contract gets up and you've been a really good player, you have the opportunity to, you know, ask for more money, and, you know, maybe they'll trade you if you do that, you know, things like that.
Okay. And then, you can kind of do that in the show, but not really.
In the show,
it's a little more, and it's like, no, I'll just give you a little bit less.
But Ryan, you mentioned that, you know, people get really, it sounded like this really awesome mode at first. And I remember when they first announced, I want to say the first one of these modes was in Madden 06.
Uh-huh.
I remember saying, oh, that's awesome. That's what I'm something I've always wanted in a game. And then I played it.
Oh, well, the Madden, yeah.
Yeah, I think Madden was the worst game to have that feature debut in.
Yeah.
Because football is such a, if you're not in the play, it's not all that fun.
Yeah.
And I think the first game I thought got it really right that I played was NHL.
Yeah. Well, the show, I mean, I don't know. I think that's been kind of the best one that I've played. And you're right. I think the NHL one is a lot like the FIFA one, and they're both really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I like that, you know, 2K has gotten to the point with this game and this mode specifically where they can just kind of focus on some of these like cool little details. I think they're kind of ahead of all the other games when it comes to this mode anyway. I mean, you get different endorsements and they have kind of cool stuff that they do with that. And then what else? I mean, there's just a lot of really cool little stuff that you can do, like press conferences and things like that. I mean, maybe these things will be busts, but they just sound very interesting as opposed to.
I may have to give 2K12 a rent. I'll say that. I really don't like basketball. Well, I really don't like basketball games that much. I've tried to. Like, I want to like them. I totally see where NBA 2K is an awesome game, but I still just can't get into basketball games.
Yeah.
I'd love to try that out. Last one I played was 2K10, and I really liked the My Player mode in that, but it got so tedious because you had to play, you know, all these summer league games, and then I never played enough to make it to an NBA team. Never played that long.
They're taking that out this year too. They're taking out the summer leagues, so you can kind of start right at the draft, basically.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that always bugged me about these modes is that they always wanted to throw you right into the action, and so in Madden, it's still this way. You get drafted, and oh, now you're the starting quarterback. Screw you, Aaron Rodgers. No.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. And the way that they're doing away with that in the 2K version is like you basically have interviews with each of the general managers before the draft, and they'll tell you what spot kind of you would get, you know, what position you're expected to get. And I think you just kind of work your way up in this one, maybe a little slower. But, you know, they have to have that balance, though. I mean, the Aaron Rodgers thing is kind of unrealistic. But if you just sat on the bench for like a whole couple seasons, it might just get kind of boring to people.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see that they're not resting on their laurels with NBA without having a viable competitor against them these years.
Yeah.
Yes, it is nice to see that. It's easy to accuse Madden of that, and not so much with 2K and the NBA game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really like the being able to play only the key games.
Yeah.
Because in like NHL, I always feel like you have to play all 82-3 games.
Well, doesn't NHL yell at you if you sim too many games?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're not being active enough. We need to see more out of you.
Yeah, and that's why I like the Road to Glory and Superstar mode in NCAA and Madden, because it's only 16 games per year. So you can get through a couple years in not too long a time.
Yeah.
And, like, right now I have two careers going in the show. One is a starting pitcher, which is nice because I play 35, maybe 40 games.
Mm-hmm. I do the exact same thing.
Yeah, and then after 2-3 years, you're in the pros. But right, I'm also doing one as like a first baseman, and I feel like I'm going to be in the minors forever.
Yeah, it does feel like that.
And it's like July of my first year. Because I don't really want to sim, but at some point you just have to give up and hope that you do good when you're not taking care of your guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But these modes are coming along, and I still think we need to see a good one in a football game. But at the same time, I'm just not sure football is all that well suited to it.
It can work. The Road to Glory version is way, way better than the Madden one, but it still needs a lot of help. So So yeah, I don't know the solution necessarily, but like I think I like that 2K is trying out a couple of different things that are that other people aren't really doing so much. So sounds pretty cool.
And I like how we never talked about 2K's take on this in their baseball games. But that just shows you where their baseball games are at.
I don't even,
I just wanted to make that point.
Yeah, I even talked my brother-in-law into just giving up on it and buying a PS3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that too. I bought a PS3 because I was sick of 2K being baseball games being bad. Yeah.
And now my PS3 has become my MLB The Show machine.
That's what it would be if I had one too.
That and Blu-ray player.
Yep.
And I also like that they have WWE matches, like from an entire WWE show. You could just buy one match for like $3, that's kind of nice for me. So I found a few other uses for it.
I'm going to assume neither of you guys got the NFL season ticket on PlayStation 3, right?
No.
No.
And you guys heard the big debacle about the start of the first game. It just kind of melted.
That sounds about right.
And that PlayStation Network is offering, like, what, $25 in PlayStation Network points as a refund? Like, well, that's crap. $25 I have to spend on my PlayStation after I plunk down 300-some-odd real dollars? Like, no, give me the $25 back.
And I think if they did it where you could buy an individual games each week, I think that would work a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, and still, fine, have the entire season still be the ridiculous subscription, but I you know...
Or just be able to subscribe to a team?
Yeah. I think every sport needs to get on that where you just subscribe to a team, and then maybe if you do that, you're not subject to blackout rules, too. Then again, in all these, online video subscriptions for all the sports... mean nothing to me as long as I'm actually living, you know, around the teams I want to watch. So if I ever moved out of Wisconsin, I would highly consider the MLB TV subscription.
Yeah.
Because I think that's totally worth it because that's like pennies a game. But the NFL one, and which is sad because I'd want to see those more. I don't think $300 is a good value because I'm going to be able to see some of my team's games without paying money. You know, they're gonna be on national TV sometimes. They're gonna be like the big game of the week sometimes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And I barely watch I've been watching a lot of football this weekend, but we'll see how that goes on for the rest of the year.
And again, for me, I don't watch football much more than the Packers. And you know, maybe later on in the season if the other games get to be important, I'll pay attention to them or I'm at work, but it's just such a ripoff. And on top of that, that's assuming I'm going to be able to make, you know, that's assuming I'm actually going to be able to watch every weekend and not have other stuff going on.
Don't know for sure, but I don't think you can time shift the games, right? Can you come back later and watch it at a different time?
I think you can.
It seemed like it would be pretty ridiculous if you couldn't. I mean, because I know DirecTV has it, I think for $40 a month or something like that, you get the NFL thing where you can watch every game and you can, you know, go back and watch them or pause them or any of that kind of stuff. So it seems like it's just way overpriced for, you know what I mean? Just to have it on a PS3. Does that make sense?
It should just come with. I mean, if you've got it, you should be able to watch it on your PS3 and not pay more so you can have it on a different TV. How many people have like the DirecTV hooked up to the same TV as their PS3 anyway?
Oh, I don't know.
How many people have DirecTV?
I did a long time ago, but
bet with if they're offering season ticket with DirecTV now. I have to say, I would consider that.
Yeah.
If I had to move away.
It's a more affordable option, I think.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't had to look into what DirecTV costs, but.
Yeah, when I did it a long time ago, it was $40 a month. So, for those three months or whatever. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I think per game, the NFL season ticket has to be by far the most compared to all the other sports.
Packages. Oh, by far, yeah. Like MLB probably like cents a game or something.
Yeah, I think isn't it like $150 for MLB?
Yeah, I don't know. The NFL, they know they can get that kind of money, so that's why they're charging that kind of money.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm a college football guy as well, so I just use the ESPN app on my Xbox 360, and I can watch pretty much any game I really want to see.
I don't get that. So. I can watch ESPN3 on my computer, but they haven't figured it out. They haven't figured out the deal to make it available on the Xbox, which is like, even more obnoxious.
Oh, that's infuriating. Yeah, like it seems like that should be if you watch it on the internet, you should be able to watch it on the app on the 360, because it's awesome. You can like watch multiple games. I mean, I don't know, it's great.
Yeah, my friends, it works at my friend's house, so I've seen it and I can see how awesome it is. Yeah. At the same time, I don't particularly. Their big thing seems to be college football, and that isn't that appealing to me either. So.
Yeah, and here in New Jersey, Cablevision, I don't think likes any of those services.
It's messed up.
Like, man. I can't do any of the cool ESPN stuff. I can't even get HBO on my iPad. It's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, that's lame.
But let's kick into Twitter questions. And by questions, I mean question.
I bet we know who it's from.
Yep, good old Dan Vitale. He says, "Hello, Governor. After week one of the NFL, which players do you think are getting the biggest boosts and biggest nerfings in Madden?" And I gotta say, the biggest boost probably has to go to Rex Grossman.
Cam Newton.
What did Rex Grossman do this weekend? I did not see.
Threw for 300 yards and made the Giants look like fools.
Where is Rex? I don't even know where Rex Grossman is right now.
Washington.
Redskins.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yep, that's okay.
Yeah, he threw for 300 yards, and I can give you the exact stats. 305 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 110.5 QB rating.
Okay. But do we know what he's rated in Madden right now?
Probably in the 70s.
76-ish area.
Yeah.
I can definitely agree with Cam Newton. I had him on my fantasy team. Oh, my God, I'm on the fantasy team.
Yeah. Or, Chad Henne as well. He threw for over 400 yards, which it's pretty ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Somehow they'll probably justify giving Tom Brady some sort of boost. He'll be 100 now or something.
Yeah, I mean, they might get Aaron Rodgers up to the 99, because I think he's 98 maybe. Right now, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And even Drew Brees threw for, I think, 400 this year, or this week.
Drew Brees scored better for me. Like I've got a couple fantasy leagues. I had Drew Brees in one and Aaron Rodgers in another, and Brees scored better for me.
Only by a couple points, though, right?
It depends on the league.
Yeah, it depends on what you're going with.
Yeah. Yep. And then just like little random players. I bet your Randall Cobb will probably get a little bit of a boost on his kick return.
Oh, yeah. probably on his kick return. Do a barrel roll.
Yep. yep. So stuff like that. I'm sure there'll be I can't think of any people that necessarily should be going down. Maybe McNabb.
He had a good game, too. I'm thinking of the game I watched, so.
And McNabb, I would think, is gonna get a nerfing, as you will.
English term.
Yeah. Other than that, man, I don't know. I don't know how many players you can really downgrade too much. Upgrading seems a little easier just because it's like, wow, they're really good after this first game.
Well, what about the Cowboys and their meltdown?
Yeah.
I still don't think they'll get much of a who would you give it to? Like Romo?
I didn't see the game. I just heard about it later.
Yeah. Well, Romo's definitely not clutch, so.
Yeah. And probably, Urlacher would probably get a little boost, too.
Yeah.
He played pretty big this week.
Bears were huge, yeah.
All right, that about wraps it up. So just want to remind everybody to follow us all on Twitter, at ThatSportsGamer. Scott is at DarthObvious. And Ryan is at RyanTheLou. Do you want to spell that for the folks that might not know Ryan?
Sure, Ryan the LOU.
Be sure to be a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/pages/thatsportsgamer. And you can rate and review us on iTunes. And, which I always forget to talk about, this October 15th, the kids of New Jersey need your help. I'm talking about you, Ryan. They need your help.
Okay.
And since you're so far away, there's only one way you can help them. Money.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, this October 15th, I'm doing the Extra Life 24 Hours of Gaming Marathon, trying to raise some money for the Children's Specialized Hospital, but there's people all over the country doing it. And I believe last year they raised over $3 million, I'm going to say.
Nice.
That day.
Nice.
If you want to donate to that, you can go over to thatsportsgamer.com/charity. and give back, help the kids. They need games.
Can I do one of those things where, like, during that time I play a game of Madden against you and I have to donate so much based on the score or something like that?
You know what? It's a brilliant idea.
I'm going to regret I said that.
Yeah, you just have to pay the difference. So either I'll run up the score or I'll let you run up the score. One of those ways.
I may have to set a limit, though. I'm not... I'll be paying for a plane flight around that time, so...
So, anything else you guys want to say before you sign off?
No, sounds good, man.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank Scott and Ryan for being here, and hopefully we'll see you guys next week.